League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Nick back. That's my best Joel Blank impression. He's on the phone right now. So I just figured I'd be like, Joel, Barry, and Nick.
I'm back.
Oh, there you
go. Hey,
are.
Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4 o'clock. One in the books, two to go. How are we doing on this good old show?
I was going
to
do the, what do you, sometimes, what do you, what up, H-Town?
Yeah, sometimes.
Right?
Yeah, H-Town is what he, that's probably his most common intro.
We start most shows with what up, H-Town.
You do every once in a while, you'll talk about, hey-o, like right off
hey-o,
the bat.
Hey-o, that's probably the first.
Sometimes. Yeah.
That's the most common word.
Yeah. See? Yeah. I got this.
Yeah.
And then mine would just be like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, I'm very awkward.
Do you have Howard?
I'm very awkward. What'd she say? Can you?
I believe she said yes, but I might have to do one more verification before we get there.
Be a man.
So anyway,
Joel,
no, but hang on a sec. We will get to it.
No,
but
you're the man.
Before
no,
the break, I asked a question that you guys need to answer.
No, you can't run from this.
I'm not going to run
from
it.
You're the man of the house, Joel.
I'm actually somewhat proud of it.
You're the man of the house.
But I have to check with the wife on some things.
What we're talking about is Joel has a funny story that I want him to tell. But
I don't think he wants
he's
to pull the trigger on
this. He's got to wait.
Yeah. I actually
do. Permission.
I just don't want to
get in trouble. I get
Which
you.
Is fine.
But you're the
fine.
Man of the house, Joel.
I am.
Put that foot down.
We were finishing the conversation.
Yeah, all right. What was the question earlier?
All right, so we were talking about the logos. And I said, like you said, the Texans need a new logo already.
Uh-huh.
And I said, now, you know, because the thing that comes to mind is the Arizona Diamondbacks, ever since they were in the league, because they came along later, they've had like 56 uniforms. They've had, you know, they do like multiple hats and multiple logos. They changed their color scheme. Last year, it was almost like, it was awful with like turquoise and maroon. It's just bad stuff. And I was looking at where I was going at it too is because the iconic teams that have the same logo for years and years and years seem to become worldwide, seem to become very popular. On the same lines of when we were talking about jersey sales for the NBA, then they went to overall team sales, which included all gear, sweatshirts, hats, everything. And the top 10 featured several teams that aren't very good but are iconic because they really don't ever change their logo. Number 3, the Lakers. Number 4, the Bulls. Number 5, the Knicks. Number 8, the Celtics. 9, the Sixers to some degree. But even more so, the Spurs really have, and El Jefe can chime in on this, but the Spurs really have never changed either. The other ones, Warriors 1, Cavaliers 2, Thunder at 7, and Raptors at 10. So I don't know if that bothers you guys or you consider that or you just say, hey, look, I'm tired. Like you said, Barry, you're tired of seeing that red, white, and blue bullhead.
Yeah.
And you want to change.
I'm done. That's what? 15 years old.
But what do you change it to?
Time to move on. You change it to something else.
A Derek in red, white, and blue?
No. Although some people were chiming in saying that was their one of their favorite logos.
They can't go back to being the Oilers again, can they?
No, Bud Adams controls that. He made that as part of the deal.
By the way, somebody texted in. I wanted to read this before break. But somebody still talking about Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah.
And this was Matt from Beaumont. He said that the hat they put on you was like a paper dunce hat. And he was there with his buddy. And his buddy's hat said, I like to blow bubbles. And then Matt's hat said, my name is Bubbles. That's pretty damn funny.
Seriously, like, oh, and
that's
that was
pretty
part,
damn funny.
You know what? That was part of it, too. I forgot that. The servers were intentionally rude to you.
Were they?
Yeah. They weren't polite and overwhelmingly customer friendly. They came in and they were, like, part of the deal was you have to accept the fact that they're going to make comments and be rude to you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I need to go work there.
Yeah, we got
to
find out if that place.
I would be such a good waiter at that place.
In certain cities, I remember it was not just in San Antonio. There were other cities that we would go to that there would be a Dick's Last Resort. It was kind of a chain.
I need to work there just so I can just
yeah, you could just work
people.
On your routines. Bob,
yeah, I just rip people for and get tips. Oh, God.
I want to say there's one in Houston.
Like you still get tips, whether you're
that's true.
Working at Dick's or not.
Somebody had a point about jersey sales saying that you got to take into account that guys like Wade and Rose moved. team, so they're wanting to get their new jerseys, and that probably had something to do with
it. But you would think with the presence, thanks to Yao, that the Rockets had in Asia, that that would weigh into either team sales or Harden jersey sales.
Because I think if that was the case,
they moved on.
No, I think if that if you counted all the sales that they have in Asia, we would I think the Rockets would have more sales than
still
any other
have a
team.
Presence.
Oh, I think they'd have way more.
I'm
sales.
Very surprised at two things. One, we already talked about that Harden is in the top five in jersey sales. He's 12, and that the Rockets team sales are not in the top 10, especially with the year the team's having too. And like I said, worldwide, when you think about their presence in Asia and how long it's been there.
Yeah, I kind of made the assumption that's like a North American or a domestic like. Type of poll, but
yeah,
but perhaps it is worldwide. I don't know.
Texted in and said they think it'd be funny if the Texans changed their logos and then all the people with Texans logo tattoos would be stuck out. That is that's kind of partly why I want to see them change it. But somebody said the best uniform in Houston is the Houston Dash
because the female of soccer team,
because of all of the beautiful women like Carly Lloyd that wear them.
Isn't JJ dating?
Stop it.
JJ's dating one of them.
Is he?
Yeah, it's been rumored for a long time. He's dating Brian Cushing's sister-in-law.
Ah.
I think that's the...
Did not know that.
At least that's what the stories say.
I think people are starting to chime in on text and agreeing with me that their logos, the Rockets logo, is not all that good.
Wow.
And then someone
surprised by that.
Someone tweeted a picture of the Jared Lorenzen and the River Monsters logo and said, this is the best ever. That was a Better Call Joel. Have you seen that?
The what?
The River Monsters. The Jared Lorenzen and the River Monsters
logo. Yeah. I've seen that. Jared Lorenzen, who weighs 280 pounds, quarterback.
And then, Ben, guys, we're learning today, educational show, The More You Know. Ben tweeted in.
Save that sound effect?
Herbie Hancock 06 tweeted in and said, the old Saturn V Rocket had checkerboards. And he put a picture on it. And I'll be damned if it doesn't look exactly like the side of the Rockets jersey with the checkerboards.
There you go.
So now you know. The rest of the story.
And again, let's keep in mind what we've said all along about Juggalo Trey, our intern.
Yeah.
We always say that there's the 5-minute grace period. He can say something so extremely poignant and top of point and outstanding, and within a 5-minute grace period, he will ruin the entire credibility that he gained with another comment. He just brought back the full logo from the pajama pinstripes
with the angry
and said,
rocket.
Bring these jerseys back and they will sell.
No, they won't.
Could not disagree more.
I am
surprised at the number of people that still rock those jerseys at the Toyota Center. So I guess there are people that like it. I just have never been one.
I think it's just simply because it's a throwback to show that I've been a fan for a long time and I got this jersey.
Because you see a ton of them in Harden jerseys. And Harden was not even playing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and they remade them. That's true. Yeah, I mean, look, Yo Adrian says his favorite jersey was the 45 black and red Jordan Bulls jersey. I mean, the Bulls, again, that's an iconic. And Jordan helped make that iconic. But the Bulls shorts, I always wanted a pair of the Bulls shorts, the red ones and the white ones, because they were, that was just iconically MJ cool. And it symbol.
You know, you think that's why the Rockets went to a black, try to get more of that Chicago Bulls feel, the red, black, and white?
I think for a lot of reasons. I think from a merchandise sales perspective, they were looking for, like the Cavaliers have mastered it in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Since they had LeBron and both times they had LeBron, they went from just a home and a road to like five or six. They maximized, and the league does, believe it or not, have a limit, but you can have like a holiday special, you can have an alternate, you can have a throwback, and then you can have home and road. So I think you can have five different variations, and the Cavs have maximized it, and I think the Rockets knew that they just had home and road, so they one year they get the t-shirt jersey, which I can't stand, and from a basketball, I understand LeBron and a lot of guys that say it's got to be uncomfortable to play in, but they went to the gray one, then the black one, now they have four different ones they can choose from. And again, from a marketing standpoint, more jerseys to be sold because I think those black ones are badass. I really do. When I saw them and we did the press conference on draft night when they debuted them, and they said they're not going to come out to be worn for another year, but they wanted to show the public. That Head and Shoulders was the favorite jersey of everybody that was anywhere around the Rockets at that time. And the gray one was like, meh. Okay.
Somebody said the best uniform in Houston is the Whataburger uniform. That was from Jed.
Trey's not going to agree with that.
I'm not going to lie. It's a pretty strong uniform, actually. And then,
okay, and so did you hear what happened last week?
And then here we go. What? No,
so
what happened?
Trey had a really bad experience at the drive-thru at Whataburger.
I heard, yeah.
So we had him on air. He told the story, and as only Trey could.
Yeah.
And then we had him tweet, and we backed it up at Whataburger, and for the first time, we got nothing. I don't know if they saw Trey's picture like Dr. Dre on 290 and
you go to the well one too many times and it's going to be dry.
It'll still work.
I don't know.
I'm telling you. I pulled it off with Dix last week, so.
Did you?
I told you that. All right, we got plenty more show to go. We're rolling along. If you want to tell us what your favorite uniform in the city of Houston is, let us know that. Do you think the Texans should change theirs? Barry believes that. What do you say? We're here, and we're talking about sports and other things. 713-780-ESPN, or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, ESPN 975.
ESPN 975. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Yeah, you know, Joel, Barry, Nick, and we were talking about logos and popularity, and Brandon brings up a great point on Twitter. How many Rockets have had Peak as their shoe sponsor because China loves the Houston Rockets? It's not just Peak. Peak and Anta are two Chinese shoe companies that have tried forever to try and make their mark on the NBA, and they started with all Rockets players, and they went with Scola and Battier.
Oh, well, I can't believe they didn't sell, because those guys were...
Then they signed Parsons, and then they started getting into it league-wide, and more you see guys that sign up, Kyle Lowry.
What baffles me, though, about that is... None of those guys sell.
Well, with D-Wade.
Like, who the hell's buying shoes because Scola's wearing them?
Yeah, well, like, but again, you know why? Is because even after Yao, but of course it peaked with Yao, but so many Rockets games were being shown to the numbers were staggering. On a game by game basis, the Rockets game, the viewership for a Rockets game that was shown over there, and I want to say like 65 of our 82 regular season games were shown over there, and it was like breakfast with Yao, because the with the time difference, the games prime time here would have been up like 8 in the morning there.
Mm-hmm.
But like their peak viewing audience for those games was in the hundreds of millions.
That's crazy.
It's just nuts.
But you're saying they were trying to break in over here, right?
So they're saying that what the Rockets saw was there was a huge uptick in the amount of Asian-based companies that wanted to sponsor the Rockets for that very reason, because they wanted scores. We had scores table signage all in Chinese.
Yeah, I know. You could see that during the games, yeah.
Yeah, that, it was visible. It wasn't like on a national TV game, and it was all solely because 65 of the 82 were going back to China, and that advertising hitting like tenfold what it would hit in the United States was huge to them. And so that's why they said, well, if we can't put – you know, Nike and Adidas had our best players, with Tracy McGrady was Adidas, Yao was Nike for a year, then Reebok, that they would go with the next best thing, which is the other three, four guys on the floor are going to be seen too. So that's why Scola and Battier, Chandler Parsons later, and Kyle Lowry later, got deals to wear. And the ironic thing was they finally realized that the shoe had to kind of come up to the standards. Like Under Armour, when they first came in too, their shoe was very much substandard to a lot of the shoes. I remember guys blowing out these Antas and Peaks within one wearing. And I remember, you know, Kyle Lowry would come to me all the time and he'd be wearing like Nikes. And I go, can you do that? And he goes, bro, until they make a shoe that's going to last and really is going to protect my ankle and my foot, I told him, until they get one right, it's in my deal that from a safety and performance standpoint, I can wear whatever I want. So they would color in the swoosh, but he would still essentially be wearing a Nike until they got the design right. But then I think a big turn for them was when D-Wade started. D-Wade left brand Jordan and started wearing, he still has a deal. And I believe, without misspeaking, I'll look it up, but I believe it's with either Anta or Peak.
Here's the thing that I don't understand, though. It just drives me nuts about these deals. Is if your name's not LeBron James and maybe Steph Curry, no one's buying your shoes.
See, here's why I think it's...
No one's buying Kevin Durant's shoes.
Oh, yes, they are.
Yes, they are. I mean, totally are.
Yeah, you're right. The Durants do sell, even though they're ugly. God-awful ugly.
Yeah.
Durant sells and LeBron sells. And Steph sells a little bit. Other than that, why would you invest a ton of money? I mean, dude, even Harden's shoes don't sell all that well. And he got that big deal with Adidas. It's like if you're not getting one of those two or three guys, you're it's wasted money, it seems like.
And I do find it weird that they're willing to throw that out, but I also put out there that a company that's willing to throw that kind of money, they can't be dumb enough to just throw that money out.
And I forgot.
They're not expected to get a return on it.
Exactly.
Know?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, do you really think that that Adidas is seeing the return in sales?
I think they are, because I don't think they
do. You know one person? Do you know one person that gets every pair or every color of James Harden shoes?
I know two people that you know that may not get every pair of them, but go out and get them, and they were actually tweeting about it the other day.
Who?
Raheel and El Jefe.
They both have Harden shoes.
Yep. They found it. All of them. They found them on sale, and not all of them.
First of all, you just said they found them on sale.
Yeah,
they're not willing to pay full price,
$49.99.
Yeah,
so he tweeted it. Raheel and I both saw it. Raheel like snapped on it, and they both were talking about it.
Somebody said Curry shoes sells to kids because they're trash, probably.
Now, and here's that's interesting too. But here's the thing: so D Wade was a Jordan guy, to your point, Barry, and so Jordan's a great brand. But again, we've talked about whether it's just for show or if it's a great performance shoe, but. There was another Chinese company that I omitted, Li Ning. Li Ning was trying to get to the point of even being able to compete with Anta and Peak, as well as get into this whole shoe war with Adidas and Nike. Li Ning paid D Wade so much money that the whole, it's called the Way of Wade, but he has this whole clothing line, shoes, street shoes as well as basketball shoes, the whole works. And to your point, it may be big internationally, I don't know. But in the United States, I don't think anybody's clamoring. You get the East Bay catalog and everybody, I don't know about you, Nick, or you, Barry. When I get the East Bay catalog, even from little on, I always wanted to look because you see all the different shoes and they always have good deals, but they have all the gear and stuff too. They have a little section now for the Way of Wade. But there's not a kid on the planet that's going to go, let's see, Jordans or just Nikes. Maybe I'll try the Harden Adidas or the D Rose. No, I'm going to go the Li Nings. No way.
Just crazy. It baffles me because all these guys are trying to find that next Jordan. And it's like, man, if you're not one of the two or three best players on the planet, then you're not finding
it. They're not just having their own. Like Kyle Lowry, how many pairs did he have, Joel? Because I think he had an Olympic version even.
Of his
shoes.
Of his,
yeah, and
his,
who's his, rushing out to buy Kyle Lowry's? No one's like, man, did you see the Lowry?
And Kyle went back to Adidas.
Olympic version shoes of Kyle Lowry. Like,
bro, back to Adidas, too.
When did the new Lowry's drop? Never a phrase I've heard in my life. It's man, true. I can't wait to get them throwback Lowry's. Not a phrase you're ever going to hear.
It's true. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I just don't believe, they would mass produce it.
That's horrible.
I'm showing Barry right now the Way of Wade has an entire website for the Li Ning.
Those look like they're made out of pleather. D-Wades. They look like they're made out of pleather.
But I think the one thing is they look like they're better made than like a lot of these shoes had been in the past.
I just think that like a lot of the shoes now are just ugly too. Like there's not,
right.
There's not, and that has a lot to do with it. I think people want it for fashion as much or more than anything else.
The guys, a lot of, I go back to a couple things here, but one, you're right. The quality of the shoe was so bad for a while, and then to get them through customs, like they would come in a plastic bag, and the equipment guys would be like, what the, you know, instead of like in the shoe with the tissue paper around it and all, you know, whatever. And then the guys, they kept blowing them out. And then I never forget that And One had basically gone out of business, but they were trying to make a comeback. And, the Rockets second round pick, Isaiah Cannon, had a chance to get, and most of the guys, like to your point, Barry, too, if you're not like Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, a lot of times you don't get money. You just get like, wear our shoes and we'll give you like a $10,000 shoe and gear credit at Nike and on a website. Or you can get $25,000 to $30,000 from the remake of And Ones. And Isaiah Cannon took it. He took so much heat from every guy on that team going, so when your dogs start barking and your big toe starts showing and you're gonna and you're trying to play through
shin splints,
you know, five games in 7 days, you're gonna be kicking yourself for not wearing the swoosh.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I got paid. And they're like, you could probably collect your per diem checks
right,
and do just as good.
Mitt Mill told me I'm wrong about shoe sales. He's like, go to a court right now. Harden's, KD's, Kyrie's, Kobe's, and LeBron's. Yeah, how many Lowry's did you list there?
I'm
telling you, I think you'd be surprised how many they sell. They wouldn't mass produce it if they don't.
Lowry's?
They wouldn't Lowry's. Mass produce it if they
were
going to lose
money. I
would
buy a shoe from Mike Lowry from Bad Boys. That was a Bad Boys reference. I used to use it on the air, by the way.
I think we just came from an era where there was like three people that had shoes.
I know exactly right.
Huh? We just came from an era where there was like three people that had major shoe deals, you know?
Yeah.
That's why.
It's the iconic ones are the ones that even though they're not playing anymore, still sell and are our top sellers, like Kobe and like MJ.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know what? El Jefe, don't let us know what you think, because we already know. But there's plenty to talk about here. If you guys want to chime in on that, chime in on the logos, chime in on the uniforms. We've got that. We've got a lot more to get to. Please join the show, 713-780-ESPN, or hit us up on Twitter. We're at the halfway point, so we'll grab some juice, some Gatorade, some water, a towel, and we'll head back for the second half. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4 o'clock as we continue to roll on. Several things to get to.
Yeah.
The shoe thing is picked up, but just... to kind of
we've done that before too.
Brandon was asking me about guys and their Asian shoe company deals, and we were getting ready to come back from break, so I gave him a few and he gave me a few more. But Carl Landry, Chase Budinger, Dwight Howard, still sponsored by
Landry,
one company or another. Yeah,
wow. Yeah. See, that just goes to show, that tells me that they are selling, because if a guy like Carl Landry,
but that's what I'm saying,
shoe.
For all the people that got all the attention and all the companies doing this because of the fact that the Rockets are so prevalent on TV in Asia, it's surprising to me they're not in the top 10 in overall merchandise sales in the NBA, because there's just so many people there that, you know, that are following the sport that you would think that they're buying a lot of gear.
Definitely a strong market.
I don't know. Maybe not. All right, Chief, so what else is on your mind today?
I want to hear this story.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So yesterday, we got a half hour left in the show. And with everything that we've got going on here with social media and otherwise, and when you're not in the Nick's checking texts, I sometimes look at my phone, I sometimes don't.
Uh-huh.
And I look down at my phone, and I get one from my wife that says, "Call me ASAP."
Those are the worst, by the way.
Yeah, call me ASAP. And so I just responded, "What? Why?" And I get back, "Taylor beat up a boy at school today."
Yes!
Part of me felt
now,
that.
How old is she?
She's 15 months old.
That's awesome.
What weight division is that? Gerber?
Like, yeah, she's
in the Gerber division.
So we already know, like, she's in the 99th percentile for height. We always kid around at the house that, like, she moves stuff. Like, she's strong and she can do some things. But we've also notated that she doesn't take a lot of crap. And, like, from her grandma and from her mom particularly, she will give you the Heisman directly to the grill.
Really?
If it's something she doesn't like.
Good. Good for her.
So I had talked to people at the school about it once before because I was there dropping her off. And I noticed that she was standing there with a toy and a little boy ran up and took it from her. And she basically put like the death grip on his chin. And I was concerned. And they're like, "Nah," because at this age, they don't really understand. So it's hard to like reprimand them and say, "Don't do that." And then when I was leaving, a lot of the people that work at the school's kids are also at the school because it's like it's built in daycare. And the lady at the front desk said, "Now, my daughter's very small. And at first, every time a boy came up to her and grabbed her toy, she would just let it happen. And we kept trying to say that that wasn't a good thing." So she was like, "I was actually giddy the other day. A boy tried it to her, and she basically kind of hauled off and slapped him." Mm. And I was like, "Yeah, that's a kind of a dangerous precedent." But again, our first kid, I'm not aware of how much these kids can like intake and understand at this point. I try the no thing and understand that, you know, hopefully she'll get that. But I get home. And Lisa's really shaken. And I go, "Wow. I mean, so seriously, what happened?" And she basically said that a little boy kind of, who was very supposedly supposed to be kind of really, really calm, but they paired him up And evidently, he took the toy, and she wasn't having any of that. And she double-fisted him.
Wait, what?
She used both hands right to the grill. And
punched? Punched?
No, kind of like a death grip again.
Like she grabbed his face?
Like kind of reached out and grabbed both sides of the face with each hand and then kind of just
let... Did she shake him at all?
Kind of like a pass block.
Yeah?
But in the face.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd love this.
So, and you know, so as parents, we kind of had the conversation. One, if that was our kid on the bad end of that, you're going to be pretty fired up. But two...
Well, tell your kid not to take toys and then, you know...
Yeah, but from the simple standpoint of we're worried, we don't want to have that kid. Like, we don't want her getting kicked out of school. And
why?
We don't...
She's standing up for herself.
Because of the fact that we don't want her kicked out of school.
Did she yell something like, meet me outside, how about that? Catch me outside.
I've been working on, phrases. That wasn't one of the first ones I was working on.
You didn't see that episode of Dr. Phil where that girl was like, catch me outside.
Today on Dr. Phil.
How about that? And then take the toy from the little kid and mush face him like Brady and Goodell.
That's like a big meme all over.
Yeah, yeah. I wish she would have yelled that. That would have been amazing if she could talk and yell that.
So we sat down as parents to talk about it going, so like how do... Because even the school said... They're not sure that she'll comprehend it if you say no or like slap the back of her wrist or, you know, whatever it is. But I'm like, good Lord, I don't want her to be bully girl.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I'm very proud of the fact that she stood up for herself. Yeah. I just don't think it needed to be that violent.
Yeah, you don't. No, you want her. You don't want her getting taken advantage of or getting pushed around or. Yeah, no, I think this is great.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, I'm not a parent, so I wouldn't know how I feel, how I would feel exactly, but yeah, well, man, I'm all for it.
You know, I went through this when my cats were in cat school.
I was just going to say, Barry went through this with his cats, and he's proud of the cat that's a...
You know what we had to do, which you're probably going to have to do.
Kick the dog out of somebody.
You're probably going to have your daughter declawed. We had to go through that, and it's just one of those things. Because, you know, first it starts off with a little mushing in the face, next thing you know, she's tearing your couch up.
Parenting.
Yeah. I know, yeah. Parenting. It's tough, man. You'll get used to it, though.
It definitely threw me for a loop last night.
You weren't proud.
I'm proud that she stuck up for herself, but again, I don't want this to be like an issue thing.
Yeah, but she's too young for you to worry about it like that. You know what I mean?
Because my first question was, did she win or did she whoop that ass? Like, that's what I want to know.
She definitely did.
And
that.
If she did, then I'd be like, all right, now I've got to teach her how to high five. So then when she comes home, Daddy can high five her, fist bump her, be like, good job, baby girl. Don't let nobody take advantage
of you. I'm pretty sure she drew blood, so.
That's even better.
She'll be fine. Good for her.
Did she like lick her the back of her fist like BJ Penn? Just like, you don't want none of this.
Or like, what was it? Did you guys see this where the girl somewhere in Europe is like supposedly the toughest 9-year-old girl on the planet and her dad raised her to punch trees?
Oh my
God. She punches the bark off of a birch tree. On video.
Damn.
And it is intense. Maybe we can find it on YouTube, Nick, or something like that. Yeah. But she literally goes 1-2 combos on a birch tree until the white bark of the birch tree comes off. And I'm thinking, what must your hands feel like after that?
Sore.
And by the way, Raheel was telling me today when I actually popped into his podcast, and he was saying on the podcast that he and his wife work out, and a lot of times they work out together, and they do like the... They do either a punching bag or they do like the punching gloves where one punches the other. He's already working on 1-2 combos for his daughter. Trying to get her to do them. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a little early.
You need to get her into like jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
When she's old enough. If she's already, you know.
Because then they teach you about discipline and when to use it and all that.
Either that or WWE, because that's like a like the rake in the face. That's that old heel move.
Yeah,
where you rake the eyes.
Or what was
and then when they're not looking, you go get that powder out of the shorts and right in the face, man.
Who was it?
She's missing her calling.
Who did the claw? Was it Baron Von Raschke?
No, Gary Von Erich. The Von Erichs all did the claw. Yeah,
and before that, Baron Von Raschke also did that.
I don't even know who that is. That sounds like a Russian
real old school
circus
Russian.
Guy.
Real old school wrestling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Real old school wrestling?
Yeah, the High Flyers, Jumpin' Jim Bronzel. You can look it up, The Crusher.
The Crusher, I think I remember Jumpin' Jim Bronzel, but see, I only go back.
Greg Gagne.
I only go back till about, yeah, I remember him
Greg
too.
Greg Gagne and Jim Bronzel were the High Flyers.
Okay. Yeah. I go back to when, was it Paul Bosch? used to put wrestling on at the Sam Houston Coliseum here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Someone I know, and it wasn't Barry, but it was in that way too old genre. Someone was really tight with Paul Bosch and was talking about like he was the king of wrestling.
He was, man. He used to bring all the great ones hitters to town. Yeah, you get like the Junkyard Dog and all those guys coming into the Sam Houston Coliseum. The Rock and Roll Express.
All right, so you happy now? I got the story out.
I am.
That my daughter is 15 months old and she's already an ass kicker.
Out there whooping that ass.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to worry about her on date night, dude. Now you know.
So I've already pre-ordered her Raiders uniform with the spiked shoulder pads and the brass knuckles.
I like it.
So, yep, exactly. It's coming. And then you know what's next, Nick? Pew, pew, pew.
I was watching a hip-hop video, and the guy literally made that exact same sound effect.
Did he really?
I'm going to send you the link. Literally.
Well, I used to be a rapper.
Do you not still have it? You don't have the Barry version?
I can always I just do it. Yeah, I still have it. You need me to do it.
All right, we need to find, too. I want to find that little girl that's punching the bark off a tree. All right, so we got that out of the way. I'm hoping you're happy about that.
I enjoyed that. Are we going to talk about the one that Dr. Dre tweeted to you and me before the show?
If you'd like. You did some research on that. So if you'd like to get it out to the masses, we could do that too.
It's a long story.
All right. Well, we've got time. So we'll figure it all out. But while we figure it all out and take a break, you guys can grab yourself a cool, tasty beverage and continue to stick with us. We're ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
So, in the break, I was able to show both Barry and Nick the video of the girl destroying the birch tree with her fists.
Yeah.
Her name is Evnika Sudvakas,
which is Russian for whoop that ass.
Because if you stick for the next video, and I showed you this, she does all kinds of punching drills with her dad holding the gloves and the padded punching drill gloves. She is like a lightning rod throwing dukes.
She is getting down. That is for sure.
She can throw. Hold on.
Steelers fan Juan wants to know, did your daughter use her nails? Indeed, she did. Did she sink the claws in?
Indeed, she did.
Good. Very good.
Yep, she did. And so, essentially, and what's cool, but it isn't, is the fact, and this is where I have a problem, too. The school wants to keep that kind of stuff because they say it's going to happen. So, they want to keep it anonymous, right? So, I'm fine with that. I'm really concerned because I'm like, I don't want to run in and get like into a, you know, a parent I'm going to throw down with some guy in the parking lot. Or
right, right.
So I'm walking in this morning with my daughter, and the first thing the greeter at the school says is, did you trim your daughter's nails so she doesn't gouge anybody today? And I'm like, jeez. I'm like ducking and running, like, here, take my daughter, get her into her class. Because I'm like, what happened to anonymous? I'm wearing the hat on my head at Dick's, and it says, this is the dad of the fighter. I don't know. God, it was terrible.
That's awesome. It's not terrible. It's great. It really is. So can I read this story?
Yep.
So before we came on air, Dr. Dre on 290, for some reason, he tweeted to you and me.
Mm-hmm. Well, he not just tweeted, but made a very creepy reference to the fact that he came to mind when he saw this story.
He said, for some reason, this made me think of Pac-Man Joel and Barry is funny on Twitter. And it's a link to a story on Daily Mail. That the title is Man with the World's Longest Penis is offered a part in a doctors and nurses porn film. Now, the fact that he got offered the part and all that is not all that, you know, surprising or interesting, to be honest with you. But the fact that this dude has a 19 and a half inch dong is scary.
Dong.
Yeah, it's scary. But here's the thing. Like, first of all, it rests on his knee, which is pretty impressive and also pretty inhibiting. There's not a whole lot you can do with this, really. I would not want to be in his predicament. But apparently, and I'm not going to read the article, the whole thing. But basically, the summary of the article says at one point, this dude just got kind of fixated or fascinated with trying to make his thing as large. So he started tying weights to it.
What?
He started tying weights to it to make it grow. So he's basically working out.
It's not really growing. It's stretching.
He's basically working out. And like the first 7 inches.
This is when you said that they were bringing back Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah. The first 7 inches is actual penis. The rest of it, like 12 inches, is just foreskin.
Ugh.
And I was like, oh. And then they have an x-ray in the article of it. And it starts off, it kind of looks regular. And then it just looks like this weird, like a path of a hurricane or something. I don't know. It's
so you
very...
looked at it in depth, just like Dr.
No,
Dre, huh?
This is
why Dr. Dre changed his Twitter handle for a while.
It's very disturbing. And it doesn't work. And I guess they want him to do this porn.
Do I dare ask how you know it doesn't work?
Because it says like it doesn't really work. Like they just want to bring him in for this shoot so they can weigh it. Like that's what he would be doing in this movie, is just weighing it. Which you gotta feel like the baddest dude in the room when you walk in, and because it's not like, you know, with some people, you know, you can somebody wears sweatpants and you're like, oh, all right, well there, this dude is wearing like baggy pants and it's literally like he has another person. Like he's running like a three-legged race or something.
Now, when you brought this up,
very crazy.
I also said that aside from that, there were several of these, not like Nip Tuck, but shows like that on the air. And we were scanning channels one night, and there was a guy, for lack of a better, and there's a medical condition, right, that goes along with it. But he has grapes the size of like, not beach balls, but like volleyballs. To the point where he literally had to have like tailored undershorts and jeans.
See, I wouldn't.
Because, I think the guy ended up like after the show aired because people saw it and were like, what the? And he started getting more attention. I want to say he passed away. But like that these things were like, when you say like elephantitis of the nuts type thing, no, this is like, no, these aren't squeezing out it. Okay.
Nick is saying things in the air
that I thought was Nick on air, and I almost responded to. But yeah, this was like This was like taking the plastic grocery bag that they give you at checkout and slapping two cantaloupes in them.
Yeah, remember those things when you were a kid that had like the face with the ears as handles and you'd sat on it and bounced around?
Something like that.
I don't know. But this dude, like this cat, what is his name? I got to find his name.
I figured you'd know. I mean, you've been doing prep on this for like 45 minutes, Barry.
Dude,
it's
a half a meter. Are you kidding me? This is my hero. Are you seriously?
He pulled up, I think, 12:30, I think, 30 minutes of
Roberto
that prep time was
Esquivel
dedicated to the story.
Cabrera. That's his name. And I'm going to tweet a picture of the dude. He's just wearing pants, but it's fascinating. And then
I now have to go from Googling
the
girl that punched the tree, the 9-year-old girl. Now I have to Google.
Now you're
going
to have to look at this.
No, I don't want to look at what you're looking at. No. I want to see if I can find the guy that I was telling you that had the condition where his grapes,
good luck.
His grapes
good
were
luck.
The size of.
Don't show me. I don't want to see.
Pink socks and blue waffles?
No, I don't. I don't want any of that. The crazy thing is this is like they were doing this for the Guinness Book of World Records, and the guy that he's competing with, the article says that his half meter penis smashed the unofficial record believed to belong to U.S. actor Jonah Falcon, whose penis is 9.5 inches flaccid and 13.5 the other way. And it's like, that's like, this dude makes that guy look like he was swimming in Arctic waters. This is insane. That's my hero right there. That's a man's man right there.
Evidently, several men's men. When you think about right? it, if you're talking about, what did you say, half a meter?
Half a meter. Do you know how many men are out there right now buying weights? They're just like, well, that's it. I'm going to go out and buy a weight set now.
I can tell you that there's plenty of broadcast news stations trying to contact him right now because definitely not, they know that if they need a tripod for a stable shot,
yeah.
they got their guy.
Well, I don't know. Does he? Could he be in the Guinness Book of World Records? Because it's kind of like, it's why they're keeping Vons out of the hall. Right? Like, he's trying to, PEDs, he kind of cheated. Like, this dude kind of cheated, too. You can't really put him in the, what in the hell?
I found it!
Oh, my God. 132-pound scrotum.
Yep!
I think I just found it, Nick. A new hero. This is insane.
In 2013, wow. the man had a 132-pound scrotum.
That's insane.
You can find it on the internet, I'm telling you, with pictures. Clothed, gang. Clothed. Dr. Dre on 290. Take it easy.
Settle down. Don't pull off the road.
JJ somewhere, two hands on the wheel. All right, we got plenty more show to go. Two in the books, one to go. We'll have plenty more fun games and shenanigans after this. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.